Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, February 23rd, 2020. Pastor John Melke.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you by our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. If I was to ask you to name a religion, you probably could come up with a bunch of them. Mormonism, Christianity, Buddhism, Jehovah Witnesses, Islam, Shintoism, Eastern Meditation. Did I probably miss a few? You probably could come up with a few others. All of those are religions that are out in this world today, and I guess the question begs to be asked, are they all the same, really just talking about going to the same place and going to the same, worshiping the same God? I mean, when they gather for a prayer breakfast, is the Buddhist monk and the Christian pastor and the whatever it might be, religious leader who's there, are they all gathering to pray to the same God and expect that they're all going to the same place? The Apostle Peter answers the question for us. He very clearly tells us that because of the transfiguration of Jesus, there is only one true religion. And that is obviously the Christian religion. And not only does he tell us that because of the transfiguration of Jesus, the Christian religion is the only true religion, it also tells us where we are going. The Apostle Peter tells us that we were eyewitnesses of these things. Peter is not being an egotist. He's not being someone who is focusing on just what he thinks is right and true, but what he knows in his heart is true because he was an eyewitness. He tells us in our text, to be sure, we were not following cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the powerful appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. The Apostle Peter probably could tell you a little bit about his background when he comes about why he became a follower of Christ. He might say something like, oh, I was a fisherman. I was leading astray down the wrong path. I was not following Christ. And then all of a sudden the Lord came to me and he called me to follow him. I dropped the nets and followed after him and my life changed completely. All was different. I began to worship this Savior God. And you might be able to say the same thing, right? My life changed when I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior, and it turned 180 degrees. My focus changed. My life changed for the better. I'm a better person now. Those all sound good and true, but in reality, if you listen to the famous actor in Hollywood who's following Scientology, he probably could say something very similar. Or those who are following the God of Islam or Buddha. So what strikingly stands out as the truth to clarify that Christianity is the only true religion versus all these other religions that are out there? Peter says he did not rely on cunningly devised fables to prove that Christianity is the only true religion. He said he was an eyewitness to these facts. That's significant. For Jesus received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We heard this voice which came out of heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. P- Peter specifically highlights an event that he had a personal witness of, just along with James and John, his fellow disciples. And you would think that they could have chosen any number of accounts where they were eyewitnesses of the majestic glory of the Savior God. You might think about the fact that they saw them alive, Jesus alive on Easter night, or they saw him as he was ascending into heaven. But they chose, Peter chose this particular story, the story of the transfiguration of the Lord, to see him in all his majestic glory to prove that Christianity is the only true religion. People have different ideas and thoughts about how to get from this place to the next place. But Peter says, I was there on that mountain. I saw Jesus with Moses and Elijah with my very own eyes. And they were not just talking about the next sporting event or about the weather. They were talking about his upcoming death. That's significant. And maybe even more expressive or more important for us. Peter was an eyewitness because he heard the voice of his Father in heaven. He actually heard the Father speaking those very words, "This is my Son whom I love, with him I am well pleased." The Father was testifying that this Jesus is God's one and only Son. This same Jesus was the one who came to be the sacrifice for the sins of the world. This same Jesus proves, as he's been approved by his Father in heaven, that Christianity is the only true religion. Back in the Old Testament times, after Moses was gone and Joshua was leading the people, they had a choice to make. Joshua writes and says, "But if you see no benefit in serving the Lord, then choose for yourselves today whomever you will serve, whether the gods that your fathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The children of Israel had a choice to make. They could continue to serve the false gods, or they could turn around and serve the true God, the God of the Israelites. There are all kinds of gods that are worshipped and adored. There are all kinds of religions that are out there trying to claim that they are the true and only religion. But obviously, in our political religious climate, it might be contrary to hear that there's only one true religion. But those are the facts. There's only one real God to worship and to adore with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. There's only one true God who proved it as an eyewitness on that holy mountain of transfiguration. There's only one true God who was defined to be the Savior, the human God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our one and only God and Savior. That is the truth that we have through the words of the Apostle Peter. To prove that Christianity is the only true religion, and it also proves where we are going. Again, there are so many different paths that people want to take, different ways in which they want to gain access to God and find in him the way to heaven. But just before Jesus entered into Jerusalem, he took his disciples up a holy mountain, and there he was transfigured before them. We're told in our text that we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Peter was writing these words with excitement. We were there. We saw him with our own eyes. We saw the chance to see a glimpse of heaven to tell us that we know where we are going one day. The transfiguration of Jesus was just a snippet of the glory of God. And while Peter wanted to build a place to worship and stay up on that mountain, Jesus knew that he could not. He needed to come down that mountain of transfiguration to go up another mountain, Mount Calvary. Because on that hill, he would suffer the payment for the sins of the world. He would die a gruesome death of crucifixion to save mankind from its sins, of its worshiping false gods and any other kind of sin that we have ever committed. And that glorious God suffered death and hell itself so he could bear our cross so we could have eternal life with him, to help us know that we are going because he's risen victoriously from the grave. My friends, this transfiguration story tells us where we are going. We need to know where we are going because we hear these problems in our lives that affect us in 2020. The boss says, we no longer have a place for you, so I'll have to let you go. Your supposedly loved one says, I don't love you anymore. The doctor says there's nothing else that we can do. In those moments of crisis and despair and heartache and hardship, the Lord God reminds us through the words of the Apostle Paul, but our citizenship is in heaven. We are eagerly waiting for a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power that enables him to subject all things to himself, he will transform our humble bodies to be like his glorious body. Do you have some aches and pains today? Are you suffering a disease? You are in pain, not just because of the sin that you commit every day, but you're in pain because we're getting older and our bodies wear out. And yet you know where you are going. As Job tells us, as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end of time he will stand over the dust. That even after my skin has been destroyed, nevertheless, in my own flesh, I will see God. I myself will see him. Because the transfiguration Jesus is our crucified and risen Savior, we know where we are going, and he's going to allow us to see him with our own eyes. And yet you face daily attacks from Satan as he uses your ungodly neighbors, friends, and co-workers, and even family members to say, how can you expect God to help you in these kinds of situations? You have treated God so terribly, he's no longer able to help you. When they give you those foolish notions, those misguided words, remember the words of the Apostle John. These are the ones who are coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Because of this, they are in front of the throne of God and will serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will never be hungry or thirsty ever again. The sun will never beat upon them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. People of God, we suffer every day for various reasons, but we have a solution in Jesus Christ, the resurrected Christ, who tells us that because of him, we know where we are going. That's our joy and our confidence as we prepare to go to our Lenten's journey to the cross and an empty tomb. What's your favorite sport? Is it NFL and you're suffering the consequences of not having a National Football League game on today? Is it college basketball and you're happy to see March Madness is right around the corner? Did you watch the Bucks win again last night and you're thrilled that they might actually bring a national basketball championship to Milwaukee for the first time in decades? Is it because spring training has begun, baseball's in full swing, and you're all excited? You can choose all kinds of different sports that you may think to be your favorite one. There are all kinds of different religions out there, and people pick their favorite. But there's only one true religion, the Christian religion. The transfiguration of Jesus proves it and proves where we are going. That's not because Peter or me have cunningly devised fables, but simply because it's based on the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing can compare with that. Amen.